Fauci now wants to cancel our Thanksgiving, and Ice Cube gets a ton of heat for trying to help his own community. We'll talk about this and way more on today's episode of the Mount Westmore Podcast. All right, let's get into it. Dr. Fauci, the man who has flip-flopped on every issue, including masks, lockdowns, and pretty much everything else. Now he's telling us to cancel Thanksgiving. He doesn't want us to have anyone over or gatherings of any kind, which is not going to happen. If I know America, that will not happen. They're trying to shut down trick-or-treating, which is going to be hard enough. People are going to find ways around that. And now they want to cancel Thanksgiving. Yeah, that's not going to happen. People are done with this. People have been done with this since March when it started. We're all just tired of this. Honestly, I feel like people at this point, whether or not they think Corona is a legitimate threat, are just kind of moving on. They're willing to take the risk just to move on with life. I mean, if we look at numbers from suicides, they have gone through the roof since Corona and the lockdown started. Opioids have gone up. Opioid use, opioid-related deaths have gone up a ton in Ohio and a bunch of other states. Tennessee's had a lot of suicides. I mean, it's just really bad, and I don't think it's worth canceling at this point. Obviously, people can do what they're comfortable with, but don't cancel Thanksgiving. Have your own gathering. Just do what you want. Okay, so coming off of the coronavirus-related attempt at shutting down Thanksgiving, let's look at what the Trump administration is saying about vaccines. They've actually just made a deal with CVS and Walgreens to distribute the coronavirus vaccine, or one of them, to nursing homes once it's available, and that will be huge because obviously not a lot of Americans want to take a vaccine. Not a lot of Americans need a vaccine, because if we look at the numbers, I mean, you've got over 97% of people surviving, and that's an average. I mean, most people in America, 99% plus, are surviving this disease. The big issue, obviously, that's bringing that number down to 97 would be nursing homes and elderly people. And if we can get them the vaccine, it'll be really good. We can just shut this down and completely open up again. And politicians will have nothing else to fight for. There's no other reason for them to keep power. And if they try, we'll see right through them and we'll get them out of there. Okay, so Ice Cube is a rapper. He's an actor. He's really cool. I like a lot of his stuff. But I like him a lot more now because he was willing to work with President Trump. And what he was trying to do basically is the Platinum Plan is a plan he was pushing. He was trying to work with some Democrats. They said they would wait till after the election to do anything, if they do anything. Whereas President Trump, he actually went and talked to President Trump after that, and he got a deal going. The president tried to get a deal going, and it's looking good. The deal's probably going to happen, but let's look at this, because Ice Cube is getting a lot of heat for even working with President Trump or being positive at all towards him, which is really sad. A lot of it is from the black community, who, as we know, are very historically Democrat. And it doesn't make sense. Like, Ice Cube went in there to try to make this deal. He made the deal. It's helping African Americans. You shouldn't be mad at Ice Cube or President Trump. They are both trying to help you. Like, why even condemn that? That doesn't make any sense to me. You're just ripping on a guy who's helping you. There's no logic behind this. And then after that, we saw that Don Lemon canceled his interview on CNN with Ice Cube. And that kind of shows you where the media tends to lean. They can't handle anything positive about the president. They can't handle any truth. And Ice Cube ripped into Don Lemon for it. CNN, actually Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, got another interview tonight or soon with Ice Cube, and it's really good, honestly. I'm just glad it's going to happen. The truth, as Ice Cube said, the truth will set you free, and it's time that people hear the truth. President Trump isn't this racist, bigoted, evil man that everyone makes him out to be. He really does try to work for the people. I mean, obviously, Democrats, Republicans, everyone in politics runs on working for the people, and some of them do, all the way around, some of them do. But I've never seen someone in politics, left or right, get this much done in less than 4 years. I mean, it's really amazing what he's done. And I think, honestly, I think he will easily get another 4 years because of this and because of a lot of other things he has done for people, and they just see it. I mean, whether or not you support him, you can see in his town hall, across the media, the hate he gets, and it's just not fair. I mean, Biden doesn't get as much hate. Biden doesn't really get any hate from the media. So it should just be, it shouldn't be a double standard. It should be one standard all the way across. It's the president, you give him respect. It's a candidate for president, you give him respect. That's how it works. That's how it should work. Again, I'm not trying to rip on the left or anything. I want to make it clear, it should be one standard, and I don't think Ice Cube should get any trash for working with the president of all things. I don't understand why people can't see that the Supreme Court is a non-political branch of the government. It is the only non-political branch of the government. And the fact that Amy Coney Barrett is having this much hate thrown at her, she's being attacked for her faith, she's being attacked for her kids, having adopted kids. Bill Maher said that she was crazy or she was nuts for being Catholic. Like, people are just going super deep and low at her. I don't know why you can't see. She is very highly esteemed by her colleagues left, right, and center. She has helped a ton of people all the way across the board. And she isn't this unwoman empowering whatever. She isn't this anti-feminist judge. She is a judge who, like many other judges, almost all the judges on the Supreme Court, rule the way the law points. She looks at the Constitution, she looks at the law, and rules that way. That's how the Supreme Court works. Don't tell me you don't feel empowered as a woman by ACB. One, she's going to empower you more than RBG did. Two, it doesn't matter. It's the president's nomination. The president was elected. Therefore, he nominates a qualified judge who shouldn't be ruling on politics, who won't be ruling on politics. I don't see your logic on this. She is fairly nominated. She should be sent through because she is very qualified. I don't see why attacking her or saying she won't do anything is helping anyone. Packing the courts doesn't help either. RBG herself didn't want to pack the courts. 9 is a perfect number. That's how we started, and we're going to leave it that way. Don't try to do anything else. The fact that Kamala Harris can't answer a question about packing the courts shows they want to pack the courts. That will suck power away from Americans more and more as we go. Government can't get bigger. It's already big enough. We don't have enough power. We are the people. That's what it says in the Constitution. That is what is implied across our history. We can't just give away power. If we give away more power than we already have, we will be screwed. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast today. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you guys next week.